SAFM 104 to 107 nationwide.
Last week on SAFM Sunrise, you heard a councillor from the city of Joburg, a member of the mayoral committee, complaining that informal traders working in the inner city were not coming forward to take part in an audit process. The idea was to find out how many people were working there. Some people had been given permission to do so several years ago. This is about what's called non-designated areas. In other words, areas that are not designated by the city to allow informal traders to trade there. Now, the Socioeconomics Rights Institute theory says that these people are being removed from the area and that this may be illegal. Kulaliwe Bengu is an attorney at SIRI. Kulaliwe, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What do you believe the city of Joburg is doing?
Well, what the city of Joburg is doing is unlawful in many parts. Number one, it's in contempt of a constitutional court order which was granted in 2013.
Sorry, Kulaliwe, can we just go back a minute? What are they actually doing? We'll get to the law in a sec. Are they forcing people to leave, or is this still at the stage of the audit?
So right now, as we speak, traders are back. But what happened is last week on the 19th of July, when traders went to resume their trading business, they were welcomed by an overwhelming number of JNPD officers who told them that at the behest of the MMC for Economic Development, they are not allowed to trade. And they had to wait, I think, until around about 1 o'clock. At the time they called me, I was also on the street. The MMC came and addressed them and said the city was undertaking a verification process, something which they only learned that day when they had come to trade, and that everyone was supposed to go to Joburg Park to go and verify themselves. This process was not communicated to traders before. They're not allowed a chance to make your presentations. And what is worse is that the city has not issued any permits since 2013 before Operation Clean Sweep, which didn't make sense who they were verifying because they have not issued permits. They know very well that everyone's permits have expired since then. And they've just sat on their hands for almost 10 years and done nothing.
Doesn't it have a right to do this? There are designated areas in which people can trade. Why should people be trading outside those designated areas?
The problem is the MMC has been misleading everyone. People are trading in the designated areas. For the past 9 years since the constitutional court order, the traders have been working with the JNPD bylaw officers on every account when the someone is trading outside the designated area. So everyone's trading in the prison, particularly on De Villa Street, is not trading on the street, is trading on a designated area, was granted a permit by the city before the permits were discontinued.
So on your version then, could someone set up a stand anywhere, their permit could expire or whatever, and they can just keep trading because the city or whichever authority failed to remove them earlier, could they then just stay there in perpetuity?
No, that's not the case. So because the city knows that it has not renewed permits, it has continued to take updated list of traders in the demarcated areas. So it knows who's supposed to be there. And what it does on a daily basis is engage with informal traders on issues that arise on the ground. So it's misleading for it to decide to say, there's a million people trading, they're not on demarcated stands, and we need to verify. And even if you do need to verify, which traders have no issue with, you have to verify in situ. You don't have to take someone's bread from their table to do that verification. The Constitutional Court said as much in 2013.
So it's all going to go to court, Kulaliwe. It sounds like it, I'm afraid.
So what happened is the traders instructed SIRI to approach the court on an urgent basis, and we did on Wednesday. The application was launched on Monday. The court was set for hearing at 2 on Wednesday. However, the court said the parties must discuss and see if they can come into a settlement. And the city made an undertaking that it would allow traders back, which means that the MMC, the mayor, the city manager instructed their attorneys to settle and allow informal traders back. And the court order was granted by agreement.
Kulaliwe Bengu, thank you, an attorney at the Socioeconomic Rights Institute. There's a whole lot going on in the dynamic around cities and informal traders. In a moment, more on the ANC policy conference. We'll find out what to look forward to. And then we'll also find out what's going on in Nelson Mandela Bay, that group of opposition parties. Don't forget, by the way, from 8:30, what for you is your story of the week. You with SFM leading the conversation Friday morning, 7 o'clock.